the current Cranes Detroit business. You can find the information at cranesdetroit.com at all times. And this one, the ink is still wet. It's dated today. And we get to speak with Cranes Detroit business managing editor Mike Lee to start our week off on the right foot. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul.
President Biden's vaccine order last week, which, among other things, required employers with more than 100 workers to require COVID vaccination or weekly testing of their employees, is causing a great deal of concern and raised eyebrows. Talk to me.
Sure. Last week, President Biden's order made a number of requirements requiring vaccines for healthcare workers, federal employees, and among the orders were an order for large companies, those with more than 100 employees, to vaccinate their work, to require workers to be vaccinated or undergo their frequent testing, as you said. We talked to some local experts and local companies, and it's really still being sorted out. It's left a lot of big questions for them. Who are there even enough tests being made to support all this testing? If there are, who's paying for it? For a big employer with thousands of employees, the cost of weekly testing, even if it's only say 20% of your workers, is going to add up fast. Tests retail for about $25 a piece. You can assume bought in bulk. They're somewhat cheaper, but not that much cheaper. So, a company that's the size of United Wholesale Mortgage, for example, this is completely hypothetical. It could cost them $25,000 a week, $1 million a year. Another big question is, how will this be enforced? So far, the administration hasn't really outlined what that might look like, other than it would be considered an OSHA violation, which carries penalties of up to $14,000 a violation. It's a very aggressive push to get people vaccinated, which I think, many of us agree is a good thing. At the same time, it's a, a pretty deep reach into private sector business.
I'll tell you how deep a reach it is. You just mentioned one company. I'll mention another because he told me I could. Sid Ross, the longtime co-owner of Great Lakes Wine and Spirits, says he has a little over 1,100 employees, 40% of which are unvaccinated. Therefore, it will cost them, their company, up to $1 million. There'll be a run on kits. Prices will escalate. A number of our employees already had COVID. Why do they need to be tested? The list goes on with the concerns. But the biggest part is, how can the government, how can the president cost a company over $1 million, and many can't afford that, to do something that they're afraid to mandate themselves because they know they can't legally, constitutionally, and yet they're trying to get around that by putting the strain and all of the responsibility on the companies.
Absolutely. At the same time, I believe that there's, especially among some of the very largest companies, I think they viewed it as giving them some cover for making the vaccine requirement that they wanted to do anyway, but were afraid to. Now they can tell their employees, hey, it's out of our hands, it's the federal government, and still get the same result that they wanted in the first place.
I wonder if these people that own these businesses would have the right to say, I appreciate that you don't want to get the vaccine. Well, you're going to have to then, based on what the president has said, the government says, I'm afraid you're going to have to pay to get tested every week. I wonder what the reaction would be.
That's an excellent question. It'd be a hard thing to swallow for companies that are having a hard time keeping workers right now.
Right.
I think the more likely scenario is they're going to be forced to eat the cost. But we'll have to see how it plays out. Really, the order mirrors what some companies have already done. It pretty much exactly mirrors what Quicken, Rocket has done. So we'll have to see.
Over the weekend, of course, it was all 9/11. Any of us who've been to the World Trade Center. I used to go and eat at Windows on the World at the top. It was an especially tough weekend.
Yeah, it was. I think on the top of everyone's mind was, where were you when this happened? This week in Cranes, we took a look at the architecture firm that designed the World Trade Center, which is a local firm founded by an architect named Minoru Yamasaki back in the 1950s. That firm is still around. Yamasaki died in the 1980s, but through various incarnations, the architecture firm is still around, still doing work both globally and locally. The firm's current co-owners, a man named Robert Santer, talked to our reporter Kirk Pinho about his own experience in the World Trade Center. He was there 4 days before the attack. Was visiting a client who was about to sign a contract for a new high-rise in South America. 4 days later, the day after 9/11, that company sent them a cancellation.
Wow.
Firm is a lot smaller than it was at its peak. It fell on very hard times after COVID, got down to almost eight employees from more than 100. But they bounced back somewhat since then. The work is starting to flow again. They designed some famous buildings in Detroit, the McGregor Center at Wayne State being one of the best known. But it's an interesting corner of the World Trade Center story that I don't.
It is indeed, and you got a nice local flavor to it. Other local flavors, and we're out of time. But the Grand Rapids-based Hopcat endured a 1-2 punch of expanding too rapidly, coupled with the COVID pandemic. I wondered what happened to them, but they're coming back. Read about it in today's Cranes Detroit Business, cranesdetroit.com, and the Cranes Detroit Business Managing Editor Mike Lee. Lots of good stories this week, Mike. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
As we continue on WJR at 6:29, it's a Monday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show.